T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. We're at Borgata this morning, and if you live in Pennsylvania or right here in New Jersey, you can get delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Go to vermeilwines.com for the coach's entire awesome wine selection. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dick Vermeil. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning.
All right, Dick, well, I'm going to jump you right in the deep end here. We got a lot of problems with our athletes in this town. Did you ever have to coach a player who didn't want to be there?
Yes.
What do you do? How do you deal with it?
I traded him. I traded him to Minnesota. He was a fine player and a fine kid, but Charlie Johnson, a nose tackle.
All right.
And he decided he just couldn't put up with our program any longer the way we were working. So we got a second-round pick from Minnesota Vikings for him, and I think he played 1 year at Minnesota, then retired. But anyway, I listened to the scenario on Simmons, and I'm no expert in basketball, believe me, but I would like to believe in the football world that if you've had a player around for a number of years, you would recognize maybe he isn't what you thought he was or isn't going to be what you would have liked him to be, and trade him when he still has a little hot evaluation process going on after a couple of good games. But to get it to this far, it makes it really tough to get rid of him.
See, Dick, this is why your perspective is so important to us, because you're a coach who's trying to create a winning culture. If you have a guy on the team at practice, at the games, who's sulking, doesn't it make it harder for you to create that culture?
Yeah, it really does. You know, it really tests your overall profile and philosophy as a coach. You know, it tests you. And sometimes because of the salary cap and all these other things that encompass a decision-making process, it really complicates it. And there are times you just can't do what you want to do.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Great insight onto that. Dick, we're finding out, Nick Sirianni had a few extra days because they played last Thursday night, and he went to a public event in New Jersey and received a ton of unsolicited advice, everybody telling him to run the ball. When you were a coach of the Eagles, did you get advice you didn't ask for?
Yeah, they'd say throw the ball more.
They did? Really? Seriously.
Yeah.
Does it affect you at all hearing from the fans what they want to do?
No, I don't think so. You respect what they have to say and you can understand, but you have a deeper understanding of the talent that you have on your team and the philosophy with which you're coaching it and your staff is leading your squad. So you stay with what you really believe will end up down the road, dictating what you want to be. You know, I can remember them wanting me to get rid of Jaworski and trade him and all that. I can remember this like it was yesterday. I'd say, you know, the fans aren't going to substitute my quarterback for me. I'm going to do that because we have
fine.
A guy we can, you know.
All right, but Dick, all right, so you won't listen to fans, but I'll bet Nick Sirianni would listen to Dick Vermeil. Dick, does Nick Sirianni have to run the ball more?
Well, I think personally I'd like to see him run the ball more, which is dictated by the huddle call rather than by the defense. And within those RPOs, the defense is determining whether your running back gets the ball or not. And I don't think there's any running back in the history of the league that ran the ball better when he didn't know he was going to get it when he got to the line of scrimmage. You know, yeah. I just don't believe in that, and I think I've got a lot to learn about the RPO. In college football, we ran a veer offense at UCLA, and there was a lot of stuff determined by what the defense did. But in the NFL, when you have a great running back, you put him back in the I formation, hand it off, and let him determine. 90% of the NFL rushing records are held by a running back that got the ball deep in the backfield, and they didn't care how many guys were in the box. You think Dorsett counted the number of guys in the box before they gave him the ball? No. And I think good running backs can run the ball efficiently regardless of how many guys are in the box.
All right, Dick, here's what else I'm hearing from what you're saying, which I find intriguing. You would like to see Hurts more right over center rather than almost always in the shotgun. Is that right?
Oh, no. Yeah, no question. To me, it improves the running game, gives the running back a chance to display his ability, takes advantage of big offensive line, and it really enhances the contribution of play-action passing.
Wow, great insight. Let me go to the other side of the ball defensively. We think, as Eagle fans, they're a little soft with these soft zones they're using. Do the Eagles' defenders need to be more aggressive?
Well, you know, they're ranked high in the league on overall pass defense, but they're, what happens is they're giving up too many chunk plays, not scoring plays, within that soft zones and those kinds of things. So that, but the average per play, defensively, they're good. It's just the inconsistency in giving the 18, 19, and 20-yard plays up, you know, as at the same time they're giving you nothing. So it ends up hurting you, I think, in the long run. They're going to have to tighten it up against the good passers.
Yeah. And there's one other question on defense. We got two veterans, Ryan Kerrigan and Fletcher Cox, who are way underperforming what they've done at the height of their career. Dick, when do you know a guy doesn't have it anymore? Can you tell right away if you're a coach?
I think so, especially by evaluating the film. But what you have to determine, is it physical or emotional?
Ah.
Is he not playing real well because he just doesn't have the desire to play real well anymore? A 30-year-old defensive lineman has all the talent he needs to play at his best. He's not over the hill. And if he's not performing real well, then I think it is an effort, a consistent effort, the intensity level that maybe has, not as good as it used to be or as consistent as it has to be.
Dick, knowing how much some of these star players get, let's say you get $100 million, right, and it's $50 million guaranteed, might that take away some of your motivation?
I really believe it can. It depends on the personality of the player. You know, if you get the same amount of money regardless of how you play once you sign your contract, it can, in certain types of personalities, distract you from being as good as you ought to be.
Excellent stuff. Dick, did you ever think there'd be an NFL team in Las Vegas?
No.
No.
I mean, right now what I see is a total contradiction to the philosophy of the NFL over these years. You know, the first conference meeting we had in every training camp I was ever in was an NFL official coming in and talking about no gambling and be alert. Don't talk to these people. Now we're advertising it during the game. So, you know, maybe it's better for the game. Certainly probably making more money.
All right, Dick, when you coached, were you ever aware of the betting line on the game you were coaching?
You know, I didn't want to know, but I'd hear it from time to time because, God darn it, sometimes they were really right on. And I said, how do they know more than I know? You know?
All right, but in no way did it ever affect what you would do in making decisions on the sideline?
No.
All right, no. Wow. It is amazing that it's come to that. All right, Dick, this game is a big one. If the Eagles could win this, they face the Lions. They got a chance to be 4-4 by 10 days from now. They're +3, in case you needed to know a line. What's going to happen Sunday, Dick?
Well, if both teams play like they have played over the last six games, the Raiders win. The advantage the Eagles have is they've been inconsistent, and their opponent, the Raiders in Las Vegas, look at them, and it's hard for a coaching staff to tell them that this team can come into Las Vegas and beat us. You know, the Raiders do a great job of throwing the ball downfield. They really do. They get some chunks and big plays. But if they both play like they have been playing over six games, the Raiders beat them.
All right, but you got a computer too, Dick.
Yes.
What's your computer telling you on this game?
Raiders are going to win by six. And, you know, now as they've had more games going into the computer, they've been right on predicting the winner, not exact points scored, 5 out of the 6 games played.
Right. And if you had to pick yourself, you would pick the Raiders in this game, Dick?
Yeah, I would pick the Raiders and hope I'm wrong.
Dick, love talking to you, as always, Dick. Be well. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thank you.
Dick Vermeil. Well, his insights are so phenomenal, Al. This stuff you'd never think. He said, if you have a player on your team that doesn't want to be there,
yeah,
get rid of him.
Yeah. Well, it seems logical.
But yeah. the we heard the exact opposite yesterday from Daryl Morey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.